listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count. An hour of Northern Soul, Rare Groove, Modbeat and forgotten gems from the 60s and early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. And now your host, Mod Marty.
So these shows have really become the soundtrack of my life over the last 4+ years in so many ways. They consume me for about a week or two before I record each episode, so I get a chance to listen to the music over and over again when I'm sorting out what I'm going to play, and then sometimes I'll go back and listen to older episodes, and then the music that's on those episodes becomes the music of that time in my life. And I think that's true of our whole lives. When I listen to certain songs, it takes me back to when I listened to that song the most. Sometimes it was very much on purpose because I was going through something and I needed to hear a specific song that just spoke to me about what was happening in my life. So it becomes this week-to-week soundtrack, and now a year-to-year soundtrack between Montreal. So every time I go to Montreal in September for the long weekend, Mod Weekender, that becomes a benchmark in my year. And the music that surrounds that weekend and what comes afterwards is so meaningful as a result. And the reason why I mention this now is because this week and next week are made up of a whole bunch of records that I just came across while digging through boxes of junk and found some pretty amazing stuff that I've been listening to over and over again, and I realized that it is going to be the soundtrack of this couple of weeks. And then next week or the week after, it's going to be something else, and that's kind of exciting. And really, I can just hope that you guys will have this on while you're cleaning the house or mowing the lawn or having a barbecue or whatever it is you're doing, and listen to it a couple times maybe even, and then it becomes the soundtrack to your summer.
Don't
You hear those delicious pops and cracks, like a crackling fire there. Some of these records, it's the first time I've heard them since I've had a chance to clean them up. Some of them are in a little rougher condition, but I've always said I love that sound. It gives it texture, it gives it warmth, and it gives it vintage. All the things we look for in this music. I don't want something that sounds like it was recorded yesterday. And you know what it reminds me of? It's like, have you ever watched a movie with what you thought were amazing special effects? The one I think of off the top of my head is the first Lord of the Rings movie. When I saw that on an HD Blu-ray display, I was saddened because I could see everything. I could see where the CG ended and the real life began, and it lost its magic completely. I don't want to see that stuff. I want it to be through a Vaseline lens where everything is suggested and it leaves more to the imagination. Your brain can actually fill in the gaps and make it a better experience for yourself. Okay, let's get back on track here. I started everything off with the Gypsies with a track called Jerk It on Old Town. 2 weeks ago, I played a track by The Flirtations, and that was on the Josie label, and I had explained how The Flirtations won a contest to sound like The Supremes, and it took them to the UK, and they ended up staying in the UK and having a couple of hits, Nothing But a Heartache being one of them. Well, before that, they were the Gypsies. They were on the Old Town label. I think they had 3 or 4 singles. And that one I came across, quite liked it. And it fell into this category of all these songs, which are dance songs, except for the next one, Chris Kenner, That's My Girl, on the Instant label. I got it on the Canadian Instant label. But the flip side of that is Land of 1,000 Dances, the original, which I will play next week. Finished everything off with Donnie Albert, Do What You Wanna, on the Gateway label. And by Do What You Wanna, he means dance what you wanna. Like perhaps the bear.
One day I went out a hunting, was on a Sunday morn. It was against my religion, decided I would take my gun. Shot myself some very fine quail and one little measly hare. On my way, returning home, I met a big old grizzly bear. We were rockin', don't you know we were rockin'? I declare we were a-shakin', whole lot of tremblin' going on. Yeah, well now, well I climbed up a tree. I turned my face to the air. I said, Lord, Lord, if you can't help me, please don't you help that bear. Woo! We were a rockin', we were a rockin', I declare we were a shakin', a whole lot of trembling going on. Started to pray, it didn't do no good. The bear just kept on a-coming, just like I knew he would. Well now prayer's all right in prayer meeting, but prayer ain't good, Lord, in bear meeting. We were rocking, I declare we were a-rolling. Don't you know we were a-shaking, whole lot of trembling going on. Yeah. Well now the bear climbed up the tree, and then he reached to grab my hand. Well now into shakes of a lamb's tail, I nearly jumped to the promised land. Woo! We were a rockin', I say we were a rollin'. Don't you know we were a shakin', whole lot of tremblin' going on. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So much brass, so many hand claps. Such a good time. Every dance under the sun mentioned there. Starting off with The Bear. That was Johnny Guitar Watson on the Class label, 1958, 59. So great. That one was a real find for me. After that, King Curtis. You may have thought it was Junior Walker, but it was King Curtis, Do the Monkey on the Capitol label. And finally, Mark Valentino, The Push and Kick. I have that on the Rio label. It came out on Swan in the US. And the flip side leans towards the rockabilly a little bit, but that one was just a great dance song. Again, naming a lot of different dances. And with the hand clapping and the popcorn rhythm, just too good to pass up. Now some mod jazz.
Pavement frying, our four toes until long after dark. she's my girl.
She's my girl.
I'll treat her right.
I'll treat her right.
And if I'm not,
and if I'm not
with her tonight,
with her tonight.
She's my girl,
she's my girl.
I'll treat her right,
I'll treat her right.
And if I'm not,
and if I'm not
with her tonight,
with her tonight,
she understands when I'm holding her hand. She understands that I'm a man. She understands,
she understands,
she understands,
she understands,
she understands,
she understands,
she understands.
Mod Jazz off the top there with Johnny Griffin and Matthew G and their Soul Groovers. A track called Twist City on Atlantic. And the flip side of that is called OG, and I will play that next week. Another gorgeous Mod Jazz number. And that slid so nicely into the Strawberry Alarm Clock Barefoot in Baltimore on the Uni label. Kind of acid jazz, psychedelic jazz, definite jazz flavor, and a description of Baltimore that does not match my knowledge of Baltimore. Very romantic view of Baltimore. Not the Baltimore I know. Anyway, after that, some kind of magical masterpiece, a track called She Understands by The Keepers on the Bravura label, which I've never heard of before. They're from New York. They sound like a British beat band, and the whole thing starts off with this like jazz drum and then goes into this beat number by a band from New York. It's crazy, but perfect.
I'm up every morning at the break of day. I have to go to work just to get my pay. I work all day till the sun goes down. Come back home and get you fooling around. Sometimes I wonder what makes you tick.
Well, it's the monkey on my back.
I caught you cheating and my heart is sick.
Well, it's the monkey on my back.
I trust in you because I believe in you.
Well, it's the monkey on my back.
Now tell me, what more can a good man do?
Oh, daddy.
I work for you just like a slave. I don't know why you won't behave. You think you can cheat me in a way you please, and I'll come back crawling on my knees. Oh, people keep talking about what you do.
Well, it's the monkey on my back.
You keep cheating on me and you won't be true.
Well, it's the monkey on my back.
I try so hard to make you understand.
Well, it's the monkey on my back.
You keep pushing me around for some other man.
Oh, that is the monkey on my back.
A man needs a woman that's nice and kind, but that kind of woman is hard to find. If I'm gonna keep you on my mind, you gotta stop cutting that monkey shine.
I'll get the monkey on my back.
Yes, you just got to stop.
I'll get the monkey off my back.
You just got to stop right now.
I'll get the monkey off my back.
You gotta stop cutting that monkey shine.
The color of her eyes, the way she wears her hair, she looks so much like you, standing right there. But when I take her in my arms, there is no magic more in her charm.
Baby, it's not the same, oh no.
When we're kissing, it's not the same, oh no. Something's missing, it's not the same, not the same. She is you, baby, what can I do? Her voice sounds just like yours. She wears the same perfume, and I swear it's you when she walks into a room.
To 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with your host Mod Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/ontargetpodcast to keep up with the latest episodes of On Target and DJ events featuring Mod Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on iTunes, leave a comment and a rating.
When I came across that first record, I couldn't believe my eyes. And at first, I was kind of disappointed because both sides of that record said tragedy. But I had never known that record to be a double-sided promo. And I knew that the flip side of tragedy was Monkey on My Back. So I took the leap and I bought it and I took it home and I played both sides, and they're two different songs. One is Tragedy, a fantastic song I'll play next week, and the other is Monkey on My Back, both by Ray Aggie. He's an Alabama-born, Los Angeles-based vocalist, and the female vocalist on that track is uncredited, but pretty much steals the show. This is one of the best recent discoveries I've had in a long time. Ray Aggie made several records with West Coast guitarist Johnny Hartsman, and Johnny cranked out a superb arrangement for this haunting track. While the song itself and Ray's vocal delivery is undoubtedly influenced by Ray Charles and a touch of maybe Bobby Blue Bland, the raw vocals and downright frightening lyrics make any comparison inconsequential. Now, I followed that one up with Little Anthony and the Imperials on Veep, the track called It's Not the Same. Just love their vocal combinations. Absolutely beautiful. And then the fantastic Johnny C on Filet of Soul, New Love, another great Northern Soul classic.
Stop him from wondering. Put on that pain. let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Take it from somebody who knows.
Oh, yeah.
Don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Take it from somebody who knows. Don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Take it from somebody who knows.
Cause when your left hand starts to dip in your business ain't your business no more.
No, honey.
Your business ain't your business no more.
Oh, no.
Your business ain't your business no more.
That Ray Charles ain't never had enough of nothing yet. I've got that on the Spartan label, that's the Canadian pressing, came out on ABC in the United States. Before that, Joe Tex, Don't Let Your Left Hand Know What Your Right Hand's Doing, on the Dial label, and started everything off with the Orlans, I Ain't Coming Back on Cameo, a great Northern Soul number with a fantastic R&B dancer on the flip side. Yes, I will play that next week. And now, from musical royalty, comes three young men, progeny of the greats, with a track that they used to break out of the mold that the industry had built for them, and inevitably, it was their undoing. Dino, Desi, and Billy.
Oh, and I know I'll have to face this debt to the very end.
Undivided attention, please. A how-to lesson for the marrieds, the unmarrieds, and those enjoying the best of both possible worlds. Columbia Pictures presents Dean Martin, Stella Stevens, Eli Wallach, and Ann Jackson in How to Save a Marriage and Ruin Your Life. It's got romance.
Don't make me hurt you.
You were with a man.
I was thinking of you the whole time.
It's got suspense.
David, are you all right?
I'm in the tub.
You've been in there so long, I was getting worried.
I'm dirty.
It's got action.
Brace yourself for this one.
Barbarian! Defiler of trusting women! You're vile. I don't know why I bother to stay on as your mistress.
See How to Save a Marriage and Ruin Your Life in Panavision and Color.
Oh,
Dino, Desi, and Billy were Dino Martin, son of Dean Martin, Desi Arnaz Jr., son of Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz, and Billy Hensha, who was the brother-in-law of Brian Wilson. They recorded on the Reprise record label, and that was, of course, Frank Sinatra's record label. Used the Wrecking Crew as their backup band. I mean, these guys were privileged, born into royalty, had some hits, but Gary Lewis and the Playboys, Gary Lewis is Jerry Lewis's son, were doing sort of the same thing. They had a little bit of an in the industry with their parents, but were taking music very seriously. So there came a point where they wanted to break away from the mold that the industry had built for them. And this is the first 45 that they produced and arranged themselves. The song was arranged by Desi Arnaz Jr. It was written by Dino Martin and Billy Hensha, and was the end of the band. I like it because it's verging on garage. The name of the track is General Outline, and when I listen to it, I feel like it's a demo or a general outline for the finished song. But it works. The vocals are unpolished. It's in a kind of a party on the beach kind of scene, and it works for me. I guess it didn't work for the general public. So their loss. After that, I played MG and the Escorts, Someday Fool on the Rio label. They're a band out of Montreal. Pure Canadian. And I finished everything off with Question Mark and the Mysterians, a track called Smoke, the flip side to a track I will play for you next week. Can't give everything away.
The night we met, I knew I needed you so. And if I had the chance, I'd never let you go. Be my baby now.
on talking about pretty women. Now I'm gonna try to keep me some. Yes, I'm gonna stand up straight and tall, yeah. Oh, I'm not gonna let you get me down, baby, 'cause I got too much on the ball. Yeah, baby, gonna stand. I gotta stand 'cause I'm a man. Keep my feet planted on the ground. Ain't gonna let you get me down. Be with me. All you gotta do me right. Stick with me day and night. Hey, baby!
That was the immeasurable Jackie Shane. She was born in 1940 in Nashville, Tennessee, and in 1960, at the age of 20, moved to Montreal, Quebec, where she was called up on stage to sing along with Frank Motley and his Motley Crew, and then became the lead singer. She still identified as a man then, but would wear full makeup and then like a suit, a three-piece suit, and have a woman's headdress on, but still identify as a man, just flamboyant, colorful. She moved to Toronto and for a long time was a major draw on the Yonge Street musical center that was just bubbling in the 60s in Toronto. But as she started to identify more and more as a woman, she got less work, and by 1970-71 moved back to Los Angeles to look after her mother, and sort of faded off into obscurity. And there were many rumors about her dying, either by committing suicide, or there's a story that she was stabbed, and really weird stuff. But she just retired from music. Never forgotten, though. Played in Winnipeg very often, so I thought starting that set off with a Winnipeg band would be a good idea. But this is the funny thing. This is a Winnipeg band, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, on the Franklin label, with a picture of Benjamin Franklin on the label, and the band's called the Gettysburg Address. Not really very Canadian of them. Covering Be My Baby quite well. Flip side of that is a cover of My Girl, which is also very well done. Now, you guys know about the quote-unquote music known as noise? Well, did you know it started way back in the 1960s? Probably earlier than that. Probably caveman days. But I found this very interesting record, which on one side is a track called Shh, and it's literally the noises of walking through a kitchen. So like jingling the cutlery and pots and pans and glasses clinking. It's a very odd track. And then on the flip is this track called The Rock Drills Shake. It's by Mario Pagano on the Atlas Copco label.
Thank you.
Green on Target. It's what's in the grooves that count with your host, Mod Marty. Join us every Saturday on 101.5 UMFM. Until next time, keep the faith.